This is an iHeart podcast.
Joe Biden gets a special counsel. We're going to have to talk about that. We got Margo Cleveland on here tonight. Cernovich joins us. We have a sheriff on. All that's coming up on I'm Right.
Earlier today, I signed an order appointing Robert Hur a special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
You know who Boris Berman is? You ever heard that name? Boris Berman? Just stay with me. We'll get back to Joe. Trust me, I'm going to tie all this together here in a second. Boris Berman. Born early 1900s, 1901, I think, if memory serves me, he's a Russian. At a time when the czars were very unpopular in Russia, they wanted to get rid of those pesky czars, and at a time when the communists were starting to get more powerful there, more violent, more powerful, they were the revolutionary force in Russia, and Boris Berman was a good soldier for those communists. He fought during all the revolution, during the Russian Civil War, and when the communists finally came out on top, Boris Berman was right there as one of the main guys. He is Boris Berman. You want to know what a good soldier he was? You know, we have the Medal of Honor, right? Medal of Honor, how we honor our biggest heroes. Look at this guy. He jumped on a grenade, saved all of his friends. That's a Medal of Honor winner. It's huge. The dirty communists in the Soviet Union had the Order of Lenin. That's what it was called, the Order of Lenin. It was the high achievement. Man, if you got an Order of Lenin, you were Mr. Communist. He got an Order of Lenin. And then, because he had been such a good, loyal soldier, winner of the Order of Lenin, or I should say earner of it, when Stalin took over, decided this guy is extremely useful. I have all these people I think might want to bounce me from power. I think I will begin a purge. You'll know it as the Great Terror or the Great Purge. And late 1930s, when Stalin decided a bunch of people needed to be murdered in the Soviet Union. And Boris Berman, of course, is one of Stalin's go-to guys. Hey, Boris, come on in. We need your help here. I got a bunch of people that need murdered. And Boris was given an area of the Soviet Union, Belarus, actually, but he killed more than that, but it doesn't matter. So what did he do? Man, he was awesome. Well, for a murderous scumbag, he was awesome for Stalin. Great employee out there. Boris Berman would gather anyone up with a Polish last name because they were worried about the Poles and have them executed. Developed a robust network of informants. When Boris Berman was done, well north of 100,000, maybe a million, we'll never know the number of people, were murdered just for looking Polish, sounding Polish. Someone told him they were Polish. Boris Berman, mass murderer. So here we are, revolutionary, Order of Lenin, was a good boy and murdered all those people Stalin wanted murdered. And you know how he was rewarded in the end? He was arrested, he was tried, and he was lined up and he was shot by the communists he served. One thing you do have to understand about communists is this. Communists are well aware that communism is unpopular. They know that. And that's why part of the right has been, that's why the right's been so impotent for so long. We point out things that they know. What doesn't work? They know it doesn't work. They know. It's not designed to work. It's designed to enrich and empower them. It's not designed to work. It's definitely not designed to work for you. They know it doesn't work. So because it doesn't work, they understand at some point in time, people are going to get upset. Enough people are going to get upset enough that their power starts to get threatened a little bit. And so when you're Joseph Stalin and you've just had so many of your fellow countrymen murdered, the people were starting to get upset. And so what did he do? Found some people to blame. You what? You did what, Boris? What? You killed all those people? I had no idea. If I had known, I would have stopped it. Arrest Boris. Have him shot. Why do you think Joe Biden is all of a sudden having documents discovered by his own people in multiple locations? One at UPenn. Now we're digging it out of his garage in Delaware. And I need to make sure I stress this so you understand what you're seeing. It's not a Republican operative, former Navy SEAL, picking locks and low crawling their way into Joe Biden's garage. He found a way to bypass the cameras and the motion detectors, and he's in there with a flashlight at night. I got it, guys. I got the secret documents. No? This is all coming from Joe Biden's people. Joe Biden's counsel, Joe Biden's staffers. The call is coming from inside the House. Why? Well, it's time for Joe to go. It's not that he necessarily did anything wrong. It's just that he serves a communist system. He's served it loyally. Give the man his Order of Lenin. But he's exceeded his usefulness. And now, as the public, as you, as me, as we start to get upset with our justice system, as we start to feel like there's a two-tier justice system and these Democrats never get charged with anything, what's going on here? As the public, as the peasants, as we start to uprise, as we start to get angry, as we start to possibly threaten the power of these people, it gives them two choices. They have two choices. They can change their ways and start treating us with respect again, or they can offer us a sacrificial lamb. Well, they're not going to change their ways. They're going to toss us a bone and see if that placates the masses. I mean, Joe Biden's had now 72 hours to come up with some kind of an excuse, some kind of a reason why he had classified documents he wasn't supposed to have. 72 hours with the entire National Democrat machine supposedly locking the shields on his behalf, coming up with something solid, and this is what they came up with for Papa Joe.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon, but as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
So the
but anyway,
was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
That wasn't just Peter Doocy from Fox. Credit to him for asking the question. That didn't seem to calm down the sharks, did it? All it did was rev them up. Classified documents, 72 hours to prepare, and the best you can come up with is, hey, the garage is locked. That's not good at all. So, look, why are they done with Joe? What's the deal? Is it because they care about classified documents? No, of course not. The system understands that you need some kind of a figurehead. They understand that. You can't have this guy be the face of the system.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
The impact, what happened on July the 6th, had international repercussions beyond what I think any of you can fully understand. I'm not being facetious. Well, President Harris led this effort.
Following with great, attention.
And the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Biden's being Biden's being extremist.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
I almost forgot the end of quote. Repeat the line. You can't have that guy as a figurehead. And now you got all this Hunter Biden stuff coming. Apparently Hunter Biden might actually be in deep trouble for all this tax stuff. Now, let me calm you down for a second. Hunter Biden isn't in deep trouble. Hunter Biden's never going to see the inside of a prison cell. Hunter Biden is one of the in crowd. Hunter Biden is simply another thing they're going to hold privately. They're going to hold it over Joe's head and say, hey, Joe, I mean, I think you probably want Hunter just to plead out here, right? Give him a little 6 months probation, call it a day. Hey, Joe, we can do that. I mean, he's committed felonies. We can do that, but we kind of need you to step down now. Appreciate you, Joe. You've been good, but you got these documents that our own staffers found, and now we got Hunter. Look, Joe, if you step down, we'll make all this go away. And you know what the beauty of this is for you? You watch I'm Right, right here on the First. You watch me every single night. Maybe you listen to my radio show, too, the Jesse Kelly Show. And you should know, if you've been watching this show for any length of time, you saw all this today and you said, saw that coming. You know why? Because this was me back in April. I think the powers that be are tired of Joe Biden, frustrated with him, and I think this entire thing is a coordinated effort to get Joe Biden to resign after the midterms. Called that one, didn't I? All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Margot Cleveland is going to join us. Let's find out what the skinny is on all this legal mumbo jumbo. Hunter, Joe, the works. We'll get the skinny on that in a moment. Speaking of skinny, you know what sucks? Starving to death. I've been doing a lot of reading and history recently, especially the history of communism. And you know, whenever there's communism around, people starve to death. Doesn't sound very pleasant. Certainly not something I feel like ever participating in myself. Maybe you do. So if you want to, don't get my Patriot Supply. Like, if you want to starve to death, cool. But if you would like to live and your family to live, make sure you have 3 months' worth of food in your home. Now, if you already have it, you don't need my Patriot Supply. But I want you to be honest with yourself. Go to your pantry and tell me, can everyone who lives in your home live and thrive for 3 months based on what you have in your pantry right now? Have you heard what they're saying about this year? My Patriot Supply has emergency 3 month food kits for $250 off right now. Now is the time to prepare. Not when the grocery store door is closed. Now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go get yourself some, all right? We'll be back.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint the special counsel. In the days since, while Mr. Lausch continued the investigation, the department identified Mr. Herr for appointment as special counsel. This morning, President Biden's personal counsel called Mr. Lausch and stated that an additional document bearing classification markings was identified at the president's personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
Joining me now, Margot Cleveland. She's always so dynamite on this stuff. She is the senior legal correspondent to the Federalist, and that really undersells how much of this stuff she seems to unpack for us every single time. Okay, Margot, people are a little surprised Merrick Garland would even appoint a special counsel. After all, we have a very corrupt DOJ that's clearly in the tank for Democrats. What am I seeing?
You are seeing the biggest joke ever play out in America. This is absolutely hilarious to me that the Biden administration has been pushed into a special counsel on what really shouldn't have been a scandal, but is a scandal only because of what they did to Donald Trump. They spent the last year telling us this was a big effing deal about these classified documents in Mar-a-Lago. And Biden himself went on air and said, what? Oh, I can't believe anyone was so, what was the word he used? I'm blanking on it.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible. Thank you. How could anyone be so irresponsible? I had a Biden modem there for a second. Sorry about that. And what can you do? You're going to have to pretend like it's a big deal. You know what? This isn't a big deal. The special counsel should have been appointed about the pay-to-play scandal. That's why we needed a special counsel. We didn't need a special counsel on this, but they put themselves in this corner. They made such a big deal about these documents at Mar-a-Lago that they are stuck doing it. And I mean, I've been laughing since the story broke. And then what happened? They found it in the garage. So Trump was irresponsible that he had these at his home in Mar-a-Lago, but they're in the garage. And what do we do about Biden? I mean, it's just, it's hilarious. Our real scandals, what's going on in the border. Our real scandals about the economy. What was going on with Twitter? The weaponization of the FBI. This isn't a scandal. This is just hilarious that they are stuck with a special counsel because of what they did to Trump.
They are all over the Biden versus Trump comparisons. Here they are.
The president has been moving with cooperation, moving proactively, moving with integrity, which is more than I can say for the twice impeached former occupant, Donald Trump.
Certainly, former President Trump did not cooperate, and as you said, can be alleged to have obstructed that investigation. In this case, according to what we've learned so far, the Biden folks have all cooperated immediately as far as when they discovered the documents.
There are differences in what happened.
Yes, but the evidence is not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. You know? We know that. So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt.
Of course. Well, you have a great article, I might point out, called, it's in the Federalist, called There's a Difference Between Biden and Trump's Classified Document Snafus, but it's not what you think. Okay, Margo, enlighten us. What is the difference?
Sure. The difference is how this all started. The day that Trump left the White House, the National Archivist saw him walking to the helicopter, and he said, "What's in those boxes?" He literally said to himself, according to an interview he did, "I wondered what the hell's in those boxes." That is when this whole scenario started. Instead of working with Trump to put the documents in the official hands of the archivist and work on getting his presidential library, they started an investigation. They filed a referral to the DOJ, then the DOJ ends up with a grand jury, and they do this raid on Trump. Had they done what they did with Obama, this never would have happened. And that's, again, why this is just so hilarious. They did another Get Trump hoax. And as a result of it, instead of working like they did with Obama, this is the real difference. They went and created this scandal about Trump. And now what is happening? It's come out, it's about Biden. They have to go forward with this. They have to have a special counsel. And what are you also getting? You're getting the media coming up with these distinctions between the two. You know what? All the distinctions in the world don't matter because Joe Biden said it was irresponsible. It was irresponsible that they're in Mar-a-Lago, but what the heck? They're in his garage? And oh, he didn't know about it. How irresponsible is that with your own documents? Again, it's hilarious that this is happening because they were trying to get Trump. The real distinction was back when he left the Oval Office. The archivist should have worked with Trump to get the National Library set up, to work with the documents, to make sure that they were comfortable with where they were. Instead of sending the FBI into raid, they said it should have said, let's get this set up at a library so that you have access, which he had the legal right to, and that we are comfortable with where they're preserved. Just like they did at Obama, when Obama had classified documents in a warehouse in suburban Chicago, but technically under the archivist's control.
Margo, I can't help but notice that these documents keep getting discovered by Joe Biden's own people. These aren't Republican operatives here. there are Democrat operatives who are discovering these things and bringing the attention of the DOJ and the media. Am I looking at a palace coup here?
No, you are not looking at a palace coup. And this is how you know it's not a palace coup. If they wanted to get Joe Biden, they would do it in a way that doesn't hand on a platter Donald Trump something. This is helping Trump while getting Biden. They're never going to do that. I think what we're looking at is very simply someone who was refusing to bury it happened to be present when they found classified documents at the think tank, which again by itself is hilarious. So you have those classified documents, you have someone who said, well, you know what, we're going to have to turn these over to the archivist. It was someone who was not willing to just deep six them and ignore it. And then what do you have to do? Well, the archivist has to go and then take it to the DOJ, because that's what they did with Trump. Then the DOJ has to take it to a U.S. attorney and then to a special counsel, because that's what they did with Trump. No, this isn't a coup. This is them realizing they're going to have to act like they're taking it seriously because of the scandal that they started with Trump.
Act like they're taking it seriously. Okay. Hunter, is there any teeth to this Hunter Biden stuff?
Well, there should be, and that's where the special counsel should have been. But this has been going on since before the 2020 election, where the investigation was going forward. We know that all the things that we saw from the New York Post before the election were real. We know that there was a selling of access going on. We don't know how much of this was in violation of the law, but we've had this investigation going on in Delaware for years. The Delaware office does not have the capability to follow all of these threats internationally, China, Ukraine, who knows where else. So yeah, there's something to it, but this is the scandal. This is the real scandal that we need a special counsel. And I haven't seen what the Attorney General did as far as how broad the scope was, but it might be broad enough. If not, there's got to be an investigation into this. And hopefully the House Republicans are going to look at it to see what corruption was going on with the Biden family finances, but more so with the FBI, because the FBI was burying this and feeding Twitter misinformation. And that's a bigger scandal, too.
Margo Cleveland, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Jesse. Take care.
All right, let's do a little border check-in. See how that's going with Mark Lamb. That's a little more important than these documents, isn't it? Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to your allergies. I know you have them. Everyone does anymore. I did since I was 10 years old. I had them. I'm 41 now. Since I was 10 years old, I've had them. I used to get them so bad in my eyes. That's where it would really get me. My eyes would itch all the time, and they would hurt sometimes. It's the worst. I used to have them. I don't have them anymore because I found the greatest freaking thing ever. I found the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Actually, my buddy told me about it, if we're being honest, but I now own six of these. It's this little black box. It goes right in the outlet. Doesn't hardly make any noise. It will clean your air so fast. If you leave the room and come back in an hour after you plug one in, you will be able to almost taste how clean your air is. Constantly cleaning the air. Not just killing viruses and mold. I don't even own allergy medication anymore. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse gets you $200 off a three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse. I'll be back.
And so we're trying to make it easier for people to get here, opening up the capacity to get here.
You, President Biden, you are the first president of the United States in a very long time that has not built not even 1 meter of wall. And that, we thank you for that, sir.
Well, that's going well. case you thought things were about to turn around at the border, joining me now is somebody who actually knows what's going on. He's on the front lines of all this stuff. Sheriff of Pinal County in Arizona, Mark Lamb. Also author now, which we will get to here in just a couple moments. Mark, he's just going to make it easier for people to get here. I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah, that's what he's done. He's made it easier all the way along. They don't build any wall. They have all the Border Patrol agents just being babysitters. They're not committed to protecting our borders. And the fact that Mexico would praise him for that should tell him that he's doing it wrong.
You say the Border Patrol, they have them being babysitters. Can you explain what they have our guys doing?
Yeah, Border Patrol, that's not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be out there patrolling the border, looking for people trying to come through the deserts, helping CBP officers, which is your Customs and Border Protection, find the drugs that are trying to be brought into this country through the ports. That's what they're supposed to be doing. But when you have 6,000, 7,000 people coming in a day to this country illegally, you end up being babysitters. All you're doing is taking those people, processing them through facilities, and they're not out in the actual border trying to stop these guys. So, and then the morale is so low because they haven't had their backs. You know, they didn't stand with them when they had the horse thing, when they claimed they were whipping people. Those things are all a combination of why they're down in numbers as well.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about the down in numbers. One thing I'm definitely worried about, Sheriff, because we need these people out there. I'm worried about people leaving. What are your deputies telling you? I don't want them leaving either. I don't want some custom Border Patrol guys leaving. I don't want deputies leaving, but I'm worried that's going to happen because it feels hopeless.
Well, we worry about it every day, but we try to be good leaders. I think leadership matters. And we see it up there in Washington, D.C., that poor leadership is a reflection on the numbers that they're losing at Border Patrol and all the federal agencies. In our agency, we stand behind our guys. We believe in law enforcement. We will pursue you if you are breaking the law. We will hold you accountable. And I think that's the difference. Our people know that we support them, and people are flocking to our agency to work because they want to be cops. But unfortunately, I can't do Border Patrol's work too. I try to help, but in the end, I don't have the resources and I don't have the statutory authority to be able to do it.
Speaking of leadership matters, here is Alejandro Mayorkas.
I've got a lot of work to do. I'm proud to do it alongside 250,000 incredibly dedicated and talented individuals in the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm going to continue to do my work.
So you have no intention of resigning?
I do not. I've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to do it.
Are you prepared for the investigations?
I am. I will be, and I'll continue to do my work throughout them.
Man's had articles of impeachment filed against him. He is the head of DHS, and yet he has intentionally opened up the border. Do I have that correct?
Yeah. He has not done a good job. You know, I will give credit where credit is due. I had a tragedy in my family. And kudos to this man. He sent me a handwritten note. I'll give him credit where credit is due. But at the same time, as a leader, I have to recognize that he has not done his job well. Whether it's he's working at the behest of the federal government or not, Joe Biden's policies, he still has a duty to stand up for the people and do his job and stand up for those agents for Border Patrol, ICE. And he hasn't done that. They don't respect him. They don't want him as a leader. And I think we've got to get somebody in there that is going to do this job and do it well.
Give us a peek behind the curtain. What's it actually look like on the ground? Most people were not in Pinal County, Arizona. All they know is little clips they see on the news. What's it like?
So we are not on the border. We are about 50 miles off the border. So on the south end of our county, we have a desert area, a Native American reservation that runs into Mexico. So part of what we deal with is military age men being trafficked in camouflage clothes, carpet shoes, water bottles, being brought in here to avoid detection by the cartels. And then we also have the I-10 interstate that runs right through the heart of our county, which is one of the main arteries for the cartels trafficking humans and drugs into this country. We have seen a 200% increase in traffic stops related to human smuggling and a 250% increase in pursuits involving human smuggling come into this country. It's a thing that we can deal with every day. It's a disaster. It's getting worse. And then when we talk about the drugs, I didn't even touch on that, but we're seeing unprecedented amounts of drugs, especially drugs like fentanyl, which has become the leading cause of death amongst Americans in this country.
Sheriff, you wrote a book for kids. What is it?
You know, I've written a couple other books, but I wanted to do something for the kids because I see what's going on out there. They're trying to pervert our kids. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids. And instead of just complaining about it, I wanted to do something about it. So I partnered up with Brave Books. You can check them out at bravebooks.com. Great company, American company, patriots, working with guys like myself, General Flynn, Kirk Cameron, Cash Patel. They got a lot of different people out there writing books that are jumping in on this. They talk about Freedom Island, which I love, where good battles evil and where truth prevails. But this book is designed to help parents help their children be critical thinkers. Teach kids that what you see isn't always the truth and that corruption does exist. And sometimes they want you to be afraid of things that don't really exist. And so the idea is to help them be more critical thinkers, help them value those conservative values that built this country, and also the religious values, you know, the belief in God. That's one of the things that Brave Books is doing too. So you can check it out at bravebooks.com. If you subscribe, you get my book and Kirk Cameron's book, and then you'll get great books every month.
Sheriff, appreciate you. Keep going.
God bless you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
All right. Faith, culture, obesity. These are all issues we should talk about more. Mike Cernovich, my buddy, is going to join us next, and we are going to talk about those. We have to talk about something maybe even more important than that first, though. We have to talk about your garbage socks. Yeah, I know what you do. I know what you do. I did it for years. I'm not judging, but I know you walk into the big box store and you walk up and you just buy the six pack of whites. It's what I always did. And you think, it's good enough. And it was good enough. Right up until the first time I put a pair of Grip Six socks on my feet and I realized, oh my word, it was like the scales fell off my eyes. There's a better life out there. There are better socks. The greatest socks ever. Grip6.com. Did I mention everything's American made? Greatest wallets ever at grip6.com. You have to use promo code Jesse to get a deal on all this. You want a wallet that locks in your cards and then they pop up? It's really cool. Grip6.com, promo code Jesse. Wallets, socks, belts. Enjoy the best stuff ever.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protections for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital.
Joining me now, my buddy Mike Cernovich. He made that movie Hoaxed. You should watch if you want to understand what you're seeing all the time. He also has a Substack out now, The Other Side of Fear. Mike, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't think I would have used the word evil to describe the other side. It just kind of didn't seem right. Now, I don't know that I have another word. I don't know that there is another word. It's just evil.
That, I think, has been the big transition and the shift that I made as well. I always believed, especially because I'm a little bit older and it tends to be true, hey man, not everybody sees the world the way you do. That doesn't make him a bad person. Celebrate differences, blah, blah, blah. But over the past few years, there has been a fundamental shift to where it's legitimately evil and there's no other way to describe what's happening.
Hillary Scholten, want to make sure I get her name right, went to the House floor, had this to say, and boy, I've got some things to say about it.
As a pro-choice Christian who chose life, this issue is so personal to me. My faith informs my actions, but it doesn't dictate the policy of an entire nation. And further, when I read the scripture, I turn to passages, and I'm guided by passages like Jeremiah 1, verses 5, which states, I knew you before I formed you, and I placed you in your mother's womb. Doesn't say the government's womb or the speaker's womb. It says the mother's womb.
Mike, one of the things I actually do admire about the communists a lot is how they are so effective at using our values against us, most definitely in the Christian community, to watch how much of the Christian community in this country has laid down because of ridiculousness like that. Honestly, I'm impressive. I hate them, but I'm impressed.
Right. I see that every day on Twitter where people come and say, well, I'm a Christian, therefore I have to play by such and such rules politically. And my answer to all of that is, hey, man, you need to get off of Twitter and go volunteer at a soup kitchen. You need to volunteer at your church. You need to not tell other people what we're supposed to be doing, because what is happening is they're the victims of the weaponization of Christianity. For example, that congresswoman saying that when Jesus said that, God said, I knew you before in your mother's womb, therefore I can't say anything about what happens because it's not the government's womb. It's like, okay, then as a drunk driver, that means it's not negligent homicide. If someone comes up and kicks you down a set of stairs, you're going to say that that's not homicide because it's not the government's womb. It's stupid. It's intellectually, it's vapid. And that's my biggest issue with the fake Christian ethos, is that it's vapid. It lacks any kind of critical thought, which is, okay, then we can't, let's just not have any laws. Let's just not have law at all, because you don't believe that we can control anybody.
The American Academy of Pediatrics issued a guide on treating children with obesity, and I'll skip over a bunch of this stuff, but Mike, they're actually suggesting now medication options for children who are obese. What has happened to this country, brother?
Well, parenting is what has happened, honestly. Yeah. It's a failure of parenting. It's a failure of outdoor culture. But I view it as fundamentally a failure of parenting, and here's why. Here's what I learned having kids, and you have a couple boys, and I'm sure boys try to whoop on you all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't lie to your kids, right? So you can't say, hey, kids, go outside and play outside, and I'm going to be the fat dad inside the house, and you're just going to go do all these things that I don't do. Your kids shadow you. They're going to do what you're going to do. So I noticed that with my kids, my older one, my six-year-old daughter, she does kettlebells. In fact, when her grandpa sees pictures of it, he has the myth that, you know, that'll hurt your back or whatever, when it isn't true. But they're like, oh, okay, well, let's go exercise, or let's go to the park, or let's do this. But you, as the dad, you can't fake anything, right? We become our habits and our children become us. So the problem here is it is a failure of leadership. I view it primarily as male leadership, because I simultaneously have, I don't know how to describe it, because it's sexist in one sense, but not in the other. And by that, I mean, I think the man is the spiritual center of the family, but that means you have to do things as a dad. You don't get to say, oh, I'm the man, and the woman's got to listen to me, and my kid's better. My house, my rules. I hate that. I hate that stuff more than anything. But you do, I think, as the father, have to center yourself as the center of culture. You're creating culture, creating the family culture, and you don't have that. So because of that, the kids they're inactive. They're not doing anything. They're eating processed foods. People blame seed oils. But I view it as primarily a failure of leadership, and especially if father's not realizing you're the cultural center of the house, and your kids are going to mirror you. And whatever you do, they're going to do. And whatever your wife does, they're going to do. So that's why they need to be drugged. Because if mom and dad are on statins, insulin, glucophage for the type 2 diabetes, if you have all these prescription medications that mom and dad are on, then why wouldn't the kids also be on these medications?
Yeah, I will tell everybody, maybe the scariest thing about being a father is that your sons imitate you. Makes you wake up about all the things you screw up. All right, Mike, I can't let you go without at least asking you about all the Biden documents. So apparently we're going to find a new set every day, and the call seems to be coming from inside the House, Mike. It's Democrats finding these, which I find to be odd.
Right. I mean, come on. So we're supposed to believe that a Democrat lawyer who works for Biden goes, oh, I found these documents, I better go turn them in. Sure thing, buddy. The thing is a whole ruse, but it's a ruse that is beneficial and designed to be beneficial for Trump. I think Garland is realizing that they view Trump as less of a threat than DeSantis. So you want Trump to run. If you indict Trump, and by the way, there's no morality at play here. This is all pure Machiavellian calculation. The way you would calculate it, and that's something that, again, holds people back, that Christian mindset of not recognizing evil exists. I don't know why or when that happened, where, oh, la-di-dee, la-di-da, I'm naive and everybody's naive and it's just a hunky-dory sweet world. That's not what Christ himself said, right? He said, be wise as a serpent. Gentle as doves, but wise as a serpent. So think like a serpent. The serpent would say, well, we think that Trump is less of a threat than DeSantis because we can play games at the ballot box, we can do all these shenanigans, and Trump's not going to have a real legal team that can fight this stuff. They're not organized enough. So I think it's easier to cheat versus Trump versus DeSantis. And if we indict Trump, he's going to raise all this money, and it might give him a boost. Do we really want to do this? No, we want Trump to run, and we want Trump to be the nominee. So what are we going to do? Well, we have these psychopath QAnon people who are demanding blood. So we can't just say we're not going to indict. Okay, here's the plan. Oh, we found all these documents from Biden. As it turns out, everybody has been lax on this stuff. We're going to commission an inspector general report. We're going to have a blue panel commission. And this blue panel commission is going to say, hey, here's a new memo. Going forward, big trouble. But because everybody kind of was doing it and it was a problem, there's going to be an issue of selective prosecution. We don't want that to happen. So in the interest of the legitimacy of the Department of Justice, we're going to decline to charge President Trump. And they know, by the way, Newsom's running in 2024 anyway, so they don't care about casting Biden aside. And they'll say, you know, we want to keep things looking on the up and up, and to avoid impartiality, we're not going to indict any of these guys. But if going forward you can't do it again, this is the perfect little safety valve. But I find it hilarious that conservatives are thinking that Biden's lawyer would really hand over the documents that he found, right? Come on. Get real, guys. You really think that is the timeline of events? Suddenly they found a conscience and they decided to start following the law. All of a sudden, get real.
Mike, appreciate you, brother. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We got light in the mood. Next. All right. It's time to lighten the mood. You ever watch The Three Stooges? I used to watch it when I was a kid. My dad would watch it, so it was, obviously I wanted to be with my dad and watch what my dad watched, so I would watch it too. And I used to laugh like an idiot while those three idiots hurt themselves. It was hysterical. And man, this video, it murdered me. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast.